Welcome to Talks from the Bible. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Proverbs 13:7. There is a standard of wealth and poverty that is established by earthly means. And there is a standard of wealth and poverty that is defined by heaven. The Apostle Paul made this statement, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, 2 Corinthians 6:10. Paul considered himself wealthy, while by worldly standards he was poor. He was often without the necessities of life, such as food, clothing, and adequate shelter. He describes his situation of life in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, 2 Corinthians 11:27. As he writes of finding contentment in this world, he said, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, Philippians 4:12. Despite the lack of adequate physical necessities, he had Christ. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, Philippians 1:21. The riches of this world do not define us. Jesus counseled, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth, Luke 12:15. Jesus called a successful man of business, who had accumulated sufficient goods to last many years, a fool. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Luke 12:20. Wealth does not secure the soul. Wealth cannot prevent the coming of disaster into one's life. Wealth cannot protect us against loss and devastation. Job was a wealthy individual of biblical times, and yet in a moment he lost everything. His response was, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord give, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Job 1:21. The warning of the Bible is, For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows, 1 Timothy 6:10. The rich will die and lose his wealth, while the poor man will die and find his wealth. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.